Did you know that Rutgers has the 7th highest number of reported rapes in the United States? Ladies, there's a group of dedicated women on campus who are determined to end sexual assault and gender violence. They will show you love, support, and help fight for you. We welcome you to learn more about Women Organizing Against Harassment, or WOA. Join them Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. in the Women's Center on the 3rd floor of Douglas Student Center. The links provided below will connect you to their Tumblr, Facebook, and Twitter feeds to learn about upcoming events. Or you can track their tagline at #WoRutgers or #WoAwesomeness. This podcast episode will be focusing on Women Organizing Against Harassment, or WOA. The on-campus Rutgers organization that supports victims of abuse, including domestic violence. Domestic violence, otherwise known as intimate partner violence, affects over 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men in the United States. According to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, it is such a prevalent issue that it accounts for over 15% of reported violent crimes. Domestic violence knows no demographic, affecting over millions of Americans annually, with no prejudice regarding socioeconomic standing, race, gender, or education. An average of nearly 20 people per minute are abused by an intimate partner in the United States, equating to about 10 million people per year. And on any given day, domestic violence hotlines receive up to 20,000 calls in the United States alone. Even more disturbing, almost half of female rape victims were raped by an intimate partner. Domestic abuse comes in many forms, ranging from physical assault to mental coercion to emotional manipulation to economic control. Intimate partner violence is just one of the many forms of harassment and abuse that Women Organizing Against Harassment are fighting. WOA exists to extend support and a community to any victims of harassment. They are determined to shed light on the suffering of victims, both locally and globally, and to promote education about rape culture and consent. WOA stands up for victims of assault by providing them with a supportive community, organizing a march called Take Back the Night every April since 2014, and hosting charity coffee shop fundraisers and activism workshops where experienced field workers come in to discuss the realities of the violence epidemic and their experiences as professional counselors or rehabilitators. Take Back the Night is meant to encourage local community members and students to civically engage in the topic, walk through the university streets demanding action, and end in a speak out. WOA also encourages its supporters to reach out to government representatives and is working with Rutgers University Amnesty International to advocate for government support for the women around the world whose human rights agendas make them at risk in their home countries. This organization is student-run, and much of their work is confidential, but they cannot officially offer professional counseling. Instead, they lend an ear. They offer support, understanding, acceptance, and resources. The Rutgers resources that they provide include the RUPD, Rutgers Police Department, and VPVA, the Violence Prevention and Victim Assistance. This official school administrative organization provides counseling and training surrounding sexual, gender, and/or sexuality violence, which includes domestic violence. WOA works closely with VPVA and RUPD and often refers victims to their services. Many instances of domestic abuse require professional, administrative, and sometimes legal help, but all, universally, require support and understanding. A community of people willing to help you every step of the way, and that's what WOA is for. That organization is comprised of students who promote the importance of consent, gender equality, power balance, and human kindness. Gender violence is an issue rooted in systematic misogyny, and domestic violence is common in culturally patriarchal societies that perpetuate male privilege, which is why the most common victims are women between the ages of 18 and 24. But victims aren't always female. Male victims are often underrepresented, and LGBTQ+ groups are subject to more violence than any other demographic. WOA stands with any person, binary or non-binary, that has been a victim of sexual assault and domestic violence. WOA stands for those around the world who experience denigration, abuse, humiliation, and torment, and they stand against gender violence, domestic assault, and the acceptance of it as a norm. Some signs of a violent partner include consistent discouragement, uncontrollable and/or destructive temper, and controlling nature. Many violent partners manipulate by being demeaning and insulting, using intimidation and pressure to coerce their victim. If you or someone you know is suffering from domestic abuse, there are a number of resources out there to help. There is a National Domestic Violence Hotline. You can visit their website at www.thehotline.org or call them at 1-800-799-7233. There's also the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence. You can reach them at www.nrcdv.org or call them at 1-800-537-2238. If you are worried about online history stalking, it is suggested that you utilize incognito mode or private browsing to ensure your site visitations cannot be tracked. Please note that this function only works after you enable the modes, and any non-private history will have to be manually deleted. For more information about that, you can visit www.techsafety.org/internetbrowserprivacytips/. All links and phone numbers will be included below this podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode about domestic violence and the student on-campus organization, Women Organizing Against Harassment. If you would like to reach out to me, I have provided my WordPress blog and LinkedIn below this podcast.